glad and thankful that God has blessed me to be here one more time. Last time I was here, Brother Terry, you was going to the Grand Canyon. But I'm glad that God provided a way for me to be here. And I like Brother Emery, my wife usually calls during the day sometime or another, and she calls to check on me and make sure I'm all right and everything. And I fooled her today. I called her, and she said, "What can I do for you?" I said, "Well, I'm running away from home." Well, that didn't go over too well. And then I said, "Well, Brother Elwood asked me to go to a little jewel with him tonight." She said, "That's fine." So I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that that the way presented itself to be able to come. I don't drive much after dark anymore. I've had my eyes worked on several times, but God made a way, and I'm glad that He did. And now that I'm up here, I don't know if there's a sinner in the house or not tonight, but I'd ask you to pray for me just for a few minutes of time. I'll not be in your presence a long time, but I do desire to feel that powerhouse from on high. There's nothing no greater, Brother Emery, than when the Spirit begins to set down, Brother Greg, and it just seemed like it just all the way down and goes all the way down. And I've said so many times, my arms are too short to reach up and get a hold of Him. But if the Lord sees fit and He sends it down, then it'll be good here tonight. And there's a lot of things on my mind, but I want God to lead and I want to follow Him. But we're here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to be like Brother Elwood said. We're up and about the Father's business. Our children are sitting back, and they're just letting the world just consume them. They're going, Brother Emery, after all the things of the world, and it bothers me so bad. And sometimes I tell that little girl of mine, "You know why you're still here, why you're here." And I was so glad Sunday, Brother Emery, she said, back there when Brother Greg was up preaching, she was just so attentive to what he was saying, and I really appreciated that. Why? Because maybe Daddy can't get to her, but maybe someone else can. So I want you to know tonight, whether it's mine or whether it's yours, I want them to get in contact with this man called Jesus. Why? Because it's the best thing that this world has ever had. And listen, I pray just a minute now. Listen, when I was there, a young man, I heard a voice speak to me and told me that I not was going to be lost, but that I was already lost. And it scared me to death, Brother Emery. And I pushed it away. Why? Because I said I want to enjoy the world for a while. I couldn't wait, Brother Terry, to get to the age where I could be on my own. But listen, when I got married, I laid out a plan how I wanted everything to be. This is the way I'm going to do things. But I want you to know it didn't take long for the Lord to tear my playhouse down. Listen, this world had nothing for me. I found no joy. But I began to hear that little voice again. I began to speak to me. I didn't have to go ask nobody who it was. I knew who it was. Why? Because the Bible says that never a man spake to me the way this man did. It sounded like many thunders, like many waters, but it wasn't noise in my ear. It was noise in my heart. And listen, I had everything all worked out, but it didn't work that way. Pray just, and I begin I begin to go out to the old church house. I looked here and I looked there. I went to many different places, but I couldn't find nothing that satisfied me. Well, my wife began to say, well, now let's go try this and see how this is. Brother Terry, it didn't work. Why? Because when I was just a young man, I remember being out around the old church house and begin to hear them sing them old song, and Brother Emery, and that come back to me real strong, and I begin to seek out for that old sound. And I remember one Sunday morning walking into a little church house. I had never been there before. Brother Junior went in and sat down in the back of the house. Got over in the corner out of everyone's way. Along about 11:30 that day, I began to bow right down. I was broken. I was in trouble. And I began to cry out, oh Lord, if you don't come to my rescue, I'm going to die right here. And listen, I'd heard the brothers say many times, if you'll make the first step, the Lord will pick you up and take you right on. I remember getting to the end of the seat, but that's the last thing I remembered until the brother said, do you want to join the church? Yeah, and I began to say, yeah, I sure do. But I'm trying to hurry and get out of the way, but listen, we read in the Bible where we hear, we read about three little boys. They were, I believe they were children of God. And the old king, he built up a big idol for himself. And he would play music. And when they would hear the music play, everybody just get right down and bow down to that idol. And they were some boys, in my own words, Brother Emery, they were tattletales. They went and told the old king, why, them three little Hebrew boys, they're not bowing down when the music plays. And what did you suppose that he done? The old king called them in. Boys, I'm going to give you one more chance. When you hear the music, if you don't bow down, we're going to heat that old furnace up. Brother Emery, we're going to throw you in there. Listen today, I can almost see my mind's eye right now, seeing all of them gathered around, and they begin to play that music, and everybody getting right down, bowing down to that old idol. I was talking a few minutes ago about being over in China several years ago, and stayed over there for a few days, and we'd get out and we'd walk around, and they had these little gods all over everywhere over there. And Brother Elwood, and every time, certain times of the day, they get down and worship them things. A God that couldn't hear, a God that couldn't see, a one that didn't even know they was there, a dead God. And I wondered, Brother Junior, am I in a land where there's no one but me that's worshiping God? And I found a few friends there with us. And we all begin to get real close and gather in with one another. But I can almost see them getting right down at that old idol when the music played. But these three boys, they stood their ground. Man, they was worshiping a real God, a true and living God. One that heard them, one that spoke to them, and one that loved them. Listen to me. They didn't bow down. And the old king gave a command. I wonder sometimes, Brother Emery,
The Bible says that some of us, we may be cast down in prison. Some of us may lose our head. We don't know what's going to happen to us. There's evil people out there today. And they'd love to come in and wipe us all out. Why? Because we worship a God that they can't see. They can't touch Him. But boy, I can feel Him right now. I know He's alive. Listen. And they took them three boys. They bound them up, Brother Terry, and they took them down to the furnace. And that old furnace had been heated up, boy, a lot hotter than it needed to be. And listen, the Bible says that they throwed them in. But them men that threw them in there, that fire leapt out and got them and consumed them. But don't you suppose that that old king, he began to remember what his wife had said to him. Don't you do that. Don't you do these things. And he began to look, go down to where the door was, and he began to look in. And what did he say? Didn't we just throw in three? But behold, I see four in there, and they're up walking around. Listen, what did he say? And that fourth man, he looks like the Son of God, who told him who it was. The Spirit did. Who told you who Jesus was? The Spirit did. Listen today. When you hear that voice, hearken unto it.
Yeah, buddy.
Be like one. Be like the ones that we read about in the Bible. Can't you just see old Paul when his name was Saul? On that road that morning when the light got so bright that he just fell right down. And when he began to cry out, when he heard that voice, "Oh Lord, who art thou?" He knew who he was. Listen today. When you hear the voice, don't run and ask somebody, "Who is that that's speaking to me?" Just say, "Lord, here I am." Confess that you are a sinner. And I'll tell you what, this man Jesus that we have preached to you so much about, I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll do for you what he did for me. Wretch down in the quagmire of sin. Pick me up out of the mire and the clay, Brother Fred, and put my feet on a solid rock, on a solid foundation. And I'll tell you what else he done. He wrote my name in a book. And what's it say there? I ain't got no idea. Roger's got this name right here in the flesh, but that man that's on the inside, he got him a new name. And when that name is called, he'll answer that name, Brother Junior. And I'll tell you what, I'm not satisfied here. I'm still in the flesh. I still hang. I still enjoy the things, the natural things. In this world, but you just wait till in the morning when we get there to that city called heaven, and then I will be satisfied when I can look upon His face and get right down at His feet and say, "Thank you, Lord, for saving a wretch like me." Then I'll be satisfied when I know that I've made it all the way. Then I'll be satisfied. Got away off from what was on my mind when I got up here. But that's all right too. Jesus said He stands all the day long. Come, come, come. Let whosoever. Brother Greg, I remember that. Let whosoever. And that took us all in. Come and take of the water of life freely. The world wants to buy it. They don't want something that they can't obtain on their own. But I'll tell you what, this is something that you have to beg for. You have to cry out for. And if you don't ask, you sure won't get it. I love you tonight, and I'm glad that I come. I'm glad Brother Elwood invited me to come along with him tonight. I'm glad I'm here.